Kamustaka, and welcome back to Manila Podcast. What?
Still never get used to saying that.
Rude. Welcome back after, like, so long.
It's been a while.
It's been a long-ass while.
Has it been that long?
Yes, it has been a while.
I don't know. What was that?
Spring?
Okay, yeah, it's been a while.
Though, really,
if I'm asking this, when it was.
At this rate, it still feels like spring.
No, it still feels like summer.
Summer, spring?
Summer.
Either way, it's still hot.
It's hot.
And we're in, well, I'm in shorts in October, so.
I'm not because it was cloudy. And it was even drizzling, apparently.
As everyone who lives in LA do. Hey, welcome back. Yeah, it's been a while. Life and school has occurred again, so Abby and I have, host.
What? Yeah.
Hi.
I'm still Abby.
Yeah. Hey, we're the
host.
What
about you?
Thanks. Hey, everyone. Yeah, so I think now if you're listening to this, it's probably because, like, I mentioned us on Tumblr, but so to avoid confusion, just to clarify Tumblr. Things. To avoid confusion, yes, this is Stella, but this is also Chell.
That's still confusing.
I art thou, thou art I. But,
Stella equals Chell.
Yeah, Stella equals Chell, but from...
Chell does not equal Stella.
Swear to God. From episodes from here on out, just, I am your host, Chell. And
someone's having an identity crisis.
Hey, I'm just making this easier so then people don't get so confused.
I'm confused right now.
Hey, just accept and support me all throughout.
As long as you're not on the pole.
Hey!
Or in the corner.
Hey! That was one time. Okay? Why would I be... I was just waiting for you guys.
In the corner.
At school.
Under the streetlight.
At school.
So?
I swear to God. Okay.
I love you.
Love you too.
Where were we?
Episodes, yeah. So Abby and I, like, after all that's happened throughout the year for us and just wanting to catch up on things, especially since I'm pretty, like, as the name implies, like, this is still a podcast that is meant to discuss what it is, like, the Filipino experience and shit. And so since I had the opportunity to go to the Philippines, I thought, hey, why don't Abby and I get together and discuss about it, especially since that she lived in the Philippines for a few months as well. So
I lived there for like half a year.
You lived?
Yeah, I lived there for like half a year, on and off for half a year.
You lived there for the experience at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, and also, like, we've just been kind of missing, like, getting together and talking as we are right now. So, yeah. Got anything? Well, before we get to that, do you have anything you want to discuss beforehand?
Like what?
Oh, sorry. Before I forget. Yeah. Oh, God. There's just a lot, okay? And I'm just sorry from school, okay? But, for this episode, we're not following our usual format of...
We're not going to fight this time.
Yeah, for once. We're just keeping the peace right now, and we're just discussing...
Save that for next time.
Yeah, for next time. You're going to watch JoJo. But yeah.
The beefcakes.
There's nothing wrong with it, okay?
The beefcakes.
There's nothing wrong with it.
The beefcakes.
Oh, fuck, the big tit. The anime and manga series. Okay. What, do you want me to make you watch Haikyuu?
Which one is that one?
The volleyball anime.
Why volleyball?
Because it's volleyball.
So?
Volleyball's fun.
Not when you're in a beginner class and everyone in that fucking class is all good and volleyball players.
You have some feelings on this, don't you? Oh, yeah. Wait, aren't you taking it right now? Or
yeah, and I feel like shit because it's like I'm definitely the weakest link my team.
Hey, but can they play badminton as good as you?
Maybe. One has a height advantage.
Speed of, he might have this shit, okay?
Oh, gosh.
Shit, we're all over the place this episode. But yeah, so we're not doing Dikmanmo, which was, for new listeners, a segment in which Abby and I exchange certain forms of media that we enjoy.
And then we fight.
And then we fight and discuss over them. Well, not really fight, but like just strongly discuss.
Fight.
Strongly discuss.
Fight.
Verbally agree and disagree.
Argue.
Fine, since you want to be that way, fine. And yeah, Christmas is still a thing, I guess, but we'll see. We're still, like, I mean, I know we mentioned that we weren't going to do that segment anymore, but hey, if you're interested, then yeah.
Which, do we have any?
I can't think of any that would be super relevant right now. Well, if I
can. I can if you are in my family.
That's for another time, so. So yeah, do you have anything, or do you want to kind of jump right into discussing the Philippine experience? Okay, all right, so we'll be back out of this segment.
Maybe.
Oh, I see how it is. And we're back.
Yeah.
You ready?
Sure.
So, yeah, over the summer I had the chance to go to Asia, which was amazing and great and hot and sweaty. Much like coitus, but yeah.
I'm trying to think of a situation it wouldn't be. Okay, if you're there and you're not having a good time, but he thinks you're having a good time, and you're faking it.
What is going on? What is wrong with you?
I'm trying to disprove what you just said.
This isn't freaking, like, disprove. There's some business law, the fuck? I rock these nuts. No, so, I got to go to Asia, especially, go back to the Philippines. This was my second time going to the Philippines, and, yeah, it's been a while, so. I got to meet my other relatives, like from my dad's side, because I'm kind of a little bit more familiar with my mom's side, because that's who I mostly like met up with when I first went. So yeah, the traffic was Jesus Christ.
I was okay with it because I was never the one driving.
Yeah, but even if you weren't the one driving, it's still like, fuck, like, we were driving from, like, Makati to, like, freaking Tondo, and, like, the traffic was, like, the fuck? Like, yeah. We were stuck in traffic for, like, 5 hours. Like, 4 or 5 hours. It's just, like,
I was amazed, because when I went to the Philippines, that was, like, my first time going anywhere out of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then I didn't, actually, it's, like, I went. So we took PAL.
Yeah.
And then we took a connecting
flight. AKA plane always late.
And then we took a connecting flight to, like, Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, okay, the driving was crazy in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
For
you?
Yeah, for me. I was
really?
Like, yeah, for me.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. I thought it was crazy.
Well, I mean, compared to the Philippines, like.
Yeah. Well, it's not as crazy.
Of course.
But then I was, like, one thing I noticed when I got to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. There was no, I never saw an accident in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Philippines, like, within 4 hours, I saw 2 accidents.
Dude, freaking, like, when I was driving, before I began, like, that road to, like, hell, like, part of the reason there was traffic was because, like, in the,
motorcycles.
Like, well, that would be a good reason, but, like, in Manila, it's, like, in certain areas, like, the wires, like electrical wiring and all that shit, like on the poles, like it gets so tangled and it's so much that at one point there is a big truck that went through and it got tangled amongst like the cables and shit. And so traffic, like there was traffic because they were like getting like locals and like drivers to, like try to untangle it safely. And
is that the picture you sent?
Yeah, that's a picture I sent you. And yeah, that was some shit. So.
Yeah.
But, no, I just thought about the airport.
I never got to see the nice airport because I was with Pal.
I went to the nice airport.
No, I was with the old one.
Oh, yeah. I think I got I got to see both, but really, like, damn, the new one is, like, super empty. It's clean.
It's always PAL.
But it's super empty. It's like, hold on, this would be a great time to
like
have a zombie.
Like, empty of people or
like a
empty.
Zombie apocalypse.
Like, empty of people or if empty, like, stores?
Like, stores and amenities and stuff.
It's empty of stores.
Like, and amenities and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know when you come out of, like, when you go to, like you...
Put it in my context.
Okay, when you go, when you, like, you know when you, like, get out of a plane and then you go to the airport, like, you see, like, amenities there, like a Starbucks, mm-hmm. like a freaking, like, souvenir shop with, like, mm-hmm. mass-produced chocolates and then just has, like the country's pictures on it, like the landmarks shit on it, and then you can, yeah, that's your family. Yeah, you see that, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing in, like, freaking Ninoy, like,
really?
Shit. Yeah, there's, like, nothing.
In the PAL part, there's a lot.
Mm-hmm. But, like, in terms of, like, arriving there, that was one thing. But, like, leaving, it was a little bit better. Like, mm-hmm. there was, like, lounges and shit. Like, restaurants and all that shit. But, yeah, it's just, like, shit, man.
Okay.
This is why you were the worst for a long time.
That is not. That is not the reason.
What was the reason? The Wong Wong's
PAL.
Oh, oh.
I don't know. Actually, I really don't know.
Damn it, PAL.
I'm guessing PAL, but I'm probably wrong.
I'm not your PAL, buddy.
I'm not your buddy, PAL.
So what else? Oh, the. Can I help you, Mom? Was that full force?
Yep.
And I liked it. It's always nice. Like, there's one thing, it's like hospitality is like the ish.
But I don't know. I think I'm just too used to, like, I'm over here. I'm looking. If I need something, I'm getting that something.
Yeah, like, you appreciate it, but I'm just like, I just need to.
It's like, I just want to look for now.
Yeah. Shit, the malls, though? Fuck.
What?
There's so many huge-ass malls over there. Like, everywhere. Yeah. Like, on the corner. It's like Starbucks over there.
The one I loved was, I think, SM North EDSA.
North EDSA?
Oh. Because I could take, I always get these confused. I think it's LRT and then connect to MRT.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have, like, I think a station that's connected to either Trinoma or SM North EDSA. So I could just take the train.
What about NRG? NRG, between you and me, it's a body shock. Electricity. I love you. Yeah. No. Wait, did you have to deal with, like, the security?
With security.
Like, the airport-ass security at the malls?
But they don't even check it that well. They're just, like, they stick something in there, like, widen the bag a little and, like, okay, bye.
Yeah, and then, like...
Maybe they'll pat you down.
Maybe they'll just, give your ass, like, a love tap and...
And that's it. I'm like...
And then you, like, walk through, like, the security...
No.
Thing. Really?
A metal detector?
Yeah, metal detector.
I don't think there was a metal.
Oh, I had that.
Normally, it's just
I experienced that.
It's just the people, like the two.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're just like checking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I could still smuggle something.
Like, they smack your ass and it's like, thank you, Mom. wait, when you went to like, did you ever have to like drive into the mall? Like, use their parking garage? Because I did. And then,
I think I was like, why don't we have that? Like, where each spot has, like, a light on it.
We do have that.
Where?
Santa Monica place.
Why don't we have... No, why? I mean, like, other...
Widespread?
Yeah, widespread.
That's a great question.
Why don't we have that? So we're not like, is there a parking?
Not just in freaking, like, malls, but, like, college parking lots, too. Because shit is like,
That is a battlefield.
War has changed. But, no, like, when I went to... Like, SM Aura, which, like, opened, like, last year. So, it's, like, one of the newer malls. Like, we drove up to, like, the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, like, security there. And then he got, like, this stick with, like, a mirror at the bottom of it. And then he, like, put this mirror thing underneath the car and, like, walked around to see if we were hiding something in there.
No. I've never experienced that.
Okay. Well, I guess that's in
but
the
I
newer
went,
malls.
I was, like, when was that? I was there 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's been, like, how...
Three years.
Yeah.
Math, woman, math.
Apparently, I don't need that much math for nursing. Yeah.
Oh, so you're going down that route. No, I'm kidding. It's your choice.
I don't know. It depends. Mm-hmm. I might need more statistics.
Don't do that to me. Okay, let's talk about more, like, happier things, not statistics, but...
I had a bunny. Motherland. That they sold, like, they were selling bunnies on the street. I don't know if they were selling bunnies for pets or, like, why they were selling bunnies.
Because why the fuck not?
But that was, like, yeah.
So there's some child there who wants a bunny.
I felt so bad for the bunnies. They're, like, in these huge containers, mm-hmm. and they're all, like, kind of crammed in there.
Oh, no.
And I felt really bad. I was like, I want to take you all home and save you. Yeah.
Okay, Snow White. Let me see. Oh, did you go to... Oh, freaking when I went there, that was when I beholded the glory that is the spicy fried chicken at Jollibee.
I don't like spicy food.
Okay, Satan, but I do.
Isn't that the opposite?
Well, for me, it was great. And even though I was crying and my mouth was on fire, it was great. And I'll have more of it here because that's the American way.
Okay.
But, like, did you, like, try any, like, local cuisine when you were there? Instead of going to just, like...
Local... Like... Tapa King.
Tapa King?
That's where... Because, like, the condo that I rented for school, I go down and around the corner, and there's a Tapa King right there.
Okay. So they just serve tapa, all day?
Yep.
Okay.
Didn't complain.
Have you tried Anduk's?
I don't know if I did.
Anduk's is a shit.
I've heard of it, but I don't know if we went there.
It's really good.
We went to...
You can get a whole ass chicken, and they'll give you your rice and, like patties and shit. So it's convenient.
All you can eat rice.
Yeah.
Yep. Did you try the Shakey's pizza?
No, but I saw that shit everywhere.
With the steak and the picnic on top of it?
No, I haven't. I didn't get to try it, but I was wondering, like, the fuck? There's so many Shakeys.
I know.
Does everyone want to play arcade games? Does everyone want tokens?
I think their pizza's better, like, in those Shakeys in the Philippines than
really?
They are here.
Really? You think
here. So? Oh. Yeah.
Well, I know Asian McDonald's is better, so. Because they have chicken wings.
Oh, I thought it was because of the, what is it, Coke float?
Don't we have Coke floats here?
Not in McDonald's.
Oh.
I think Jack in the Box, they have, like, the root beer, the orange. Maybe they do have Coke.
They better. No, I think, actually, you know what, think about it, I think Jollibee might have it, but it's, like, Pepsi, so.
They don't, Jollibee doesn't have it, does it?
Oh, maybe I'm just going
to... Well, I mean, if you get the ice cream, ask for a Coke.
I ain't getting no damn Pepsi.
No, but I like the university ones better.
University?
Yeah. They're so cute, and it's like...
Is it like a cup, or is it like colored Coke float?
No, it's like different flavors of soda.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, I loved it. Yeah.
What? Well, that's good, though. No, I was just thinking about things. About life. No,
about life.
No, because I was just... Well, I lost my train of thought, like, real bad just now. As you might... tell, as you listeners might be able to tell, I'm like really like just tired right now, but you know, I could tell, like, I was like soup, like I would walk into a place and just be like, yeah, this is real Filipino. Like, I went to a Sbarro's because it was at the bottom of the place I was staying at, and
everything was sweet.
No, not that. Well,
not but it's really. I feel like it's,
and generally speaking,
yeah, like spaghetti. The food would be like a little bit sweeter, mm-hmm. and I was like, this isn't normal.
No, it was just like all the employees were singing.
They were singing.
They were singing,
like Cold Stone Creamery singing.
When no, you just tip. Like, like it, love it, gotta have it. No, like they were just singing, like just generally. Like, whatever. I'm just like, oh, this is super Filipino. Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks it's karaoke time.
Did I ever go to karaoke? No, I never went to karaoke there.
Oh, I'm you surprised. Did?
No. Oh. We went to bowling.
Bowling?
Yeah.
Oh.
And laser tag.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, all I did was just buy Bulveron sun. Because according to my mom, the ones in the Philippines taste way better than the ones that are sold here.
The same even is though it's said for hot dogs, apparently.
Hot dogs?
The pink hot dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
They import that shit?
What do you mean they import that?
Yeah. They import it? I thought they just make it here. But in the style of...
Well, my dad said it tastes better in the Philippines.
Okay.
So, like, I was supposed to bring it, but then I got...
They confiscated your wieners.
Yeah, they did.
Why did they confiscate your wieners? You should have just...
No, like, because it's a process.
I was able to bring veggie fish. Frozen veggie fish.
No, I think it's because, like, I was on my own, mm-hmm. and I was really scared, and I was like, I don't want to get caught.
Oh, so you just threw it away?
So I told them. I was like, I'm just going to tell them.
Y'all, I got a pack of wieners right here.
And that was also at the time when I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go back mm-hmm. for school. Uh-huh. I can't get caught. They're not going to let me fly back.
Yeah. 16-hour flight with just lukewarm wieners in your bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's fine. I tried bringing, like, J.Co. donuts with me.
You did?
Yeah, I just put them in my bag.
I like their donuts.
Yeah, that was really
They're
good.
They're so cute.
Yeah, and I got a cute tumbler. Mm. The thing that you put drinks in, not the thing that I... Not my blog, not the blog.
Not the place that can be really amazing or scary as shell.
Shell? Fuck. Was this a dig at me? You think my blog is scary?
No, I was...
You want to fight me?
I was going to say shit, and then I started saying...
Shahel? Hey everyone, welcome to the Middle Podcast. We are your host, Abby and Shahel.
It's a long week.
Understandably so. Oh gosh.
Any other moments?
In the Philippines? I went to my mom's place and that was
Tondo.
Yep. So you can expect how that went.
Okay.
No, like, there was, like, so they basically, my mom came, like, it was around her birthday. So she wanted to celebrate with her family because it's been so long and she just wanted mm-hmm. to hang out with them. And, like, she had at the local basketball court. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the party was at. And right next to that basketball court, there was, like, some clearing. And then there was the train. And the train passed by pretty frequently. So, mm-hmm. so that was noisy.
But was it fun?
It was good to see my mom happy. I'll just say that.
Huh. At least, yeah, she had fun.
Yeah, at least she had fun. And then we went to Singapore the next day, so that was pretty good, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think for me, it was just, like, a big, big culture shock.
What?
Well, like, culture shock, but it's just, like, well, I don't know if it's, like, culture shock, because I've been there before, so it's, like, I knew what to expect, but just, like, damn, it's been a while, so...
No, for me, it was culture shock.
Oh, fuck.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Someone's thinking about me. Anime taught me that.
No.
Rude.
My aunts took me drinking.
Oh, did you turn out? Did you try Red Horse?
Yeah, that was my drink. That was my drink.
Did it knock your ass out like it did my mom? Oh, it didn't?
No.
You're not a lightweight like she is?
Not with Red Horse.
Okay.
I used to get like, because I used to visit my aunt like during the weekends uh-huh. and we would drink and they would like share like red wine and then I would like get like the tall bottle of Red mm-hmm. Horse and I would just finish that.
Okay.
That was fun. That was a good time. I hope my mom doesn't hear this.
I'll send her a link today.
Oh, shit. What else?
I'd say overall, though, like, the trip itself was pretty neat. But then again, it was part of, like, my country hopping for mm-hmm. Asia. So, yeah, like, they're, like, just... bunch of great components, words. Just trying to think of words. But yeah, it was fun. And yeah, I'd love to visit again. So
it was hot. Yeah, hot like a motherfucker.
It's like hot. And then especially because I had to walk to school.
You had to walk?
Yeah. Well, we picked the condo right specifically where I go around the corner. I carefully cross the street.
Okay.
And the school is right there. But okay. Then all of my classes were like, how many miles? Like, they were like half a mile away.
Shit.
That's what it felt like. Yeah.
I see then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Philippines for me would be some place to visit rather than live for the most part, if that makes sense.
I think it's like, I think it's a little bit harder if you don't have money.
That's what my grandma says.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I remember this one time when you were like, when your cousins were like asking or like, they were like talking about like, oh, how come Abby just gets whatever she wants? Because like you were just going to like Starbucks, just like whatever.
I know.
And it just like, just making it rain, y'all.
Yeah. Because it really wasn't that much. It was like maybe 100 pesos.
That's not so bad.
For like a sandwich and a drink, was it?
Oh, yeah, that's not so bad.
That's like, that's not that bad.
For the record, the exchange rate is like about
49
pesos to $1, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. You guys have Google.
Google isn't reliable.
Google is free.
Google doesn't tell you the rate at LBC.
It tells you immediately.
Not at LBC, the rate for LBC.
Balik bayan.
They have their own exchange rate.
Well,
but yeah. Okay. So. Oh god, I went to that Starbucks way too much.
That's me right now.
By the second week, they knew me. They're like, "Hi, Abby."
Instead of "Hello, Mom."
Because it's like I didn't want to go.
Do you want the frappuccino again?
I didn't get frappuccinos, actually. They had, like, a juice, a blended juice drink.
Mm-hmm.
I really loved that one. And they had, like, a really nice, like, flatbread sandwich with pesto and, like, mushrooms and chicken.
I don't have it here.
They don't have really? No. Like, if they had it here, I would be having that all the time.
Dude, same. Like, when I went to Japan, like, freaking, they have this one frappuccino that was basically, like, they blended a cookie in your frappuccino, and then they sprinkled it with, like, cookie crumble on top. And you can only order as a tall. You can't order as, like, a venti or anything else. Only as a tall, specifically. And they don't, like, not only that, they don't have it here. So it's like, the fuck?
Well, I mean, can you ask them to blend a cookie?
No, that's the drink itself.
The drink is just a blended cookie.
Yeah, it's like cookie frappuccino or something. Damn it, Asia.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's another difference I noticed. They have more, like, in Starbucks, they had, like, a lot more food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
because they got appeal to the taste, man.
Like, two full display cases for food.
Like, ube cake.
Ube cake. There's, like, tuna pandesal.
Of course. I honestly wish I went inside, actually, just to see what they had.
It was nice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I think that wraps that catch-up segment overall, and I think that really, I'd say there's nothing that makes you feel more Filipino than actually going to the Philippines itself, right? Or do you disagree?
I'm trying to think how to disagree.
Is this lost class? Like,
is this lost class?
Law class?
Law class. I'm trying to be witty.
Whatever, Edgeworth.
Oh, gosh. No, I can't think of an example. Not immediately.
Well, we hope you all enjoyed this episode. And, yeah, we'd love to hear any feedback that you may have. And we'd love to definitely, like...
This is for you, Regina.
So you better be happy. God, we hope that... we hope to get... to get back in the swing of things, maybe make more episodes, and yeah, if you...
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey,
it's tiring.
yeah, so
you can totally like help and support the show by following us on Twitter for the
We have Twitter?
Yes, we do. We have Twitter. We have Facebook.
No, we don't have Facebook.
Yes, we do.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. Fuck. Okay. Well, we'll have to. I guess, well, at least you can follow us. Oh, damn, it's really been that long. Okay. Yeah, you can just follow us on Twitter then. And
Do we have Tumblr?
Yes, we still have Tumblr. We should still have Tumblr. Oh god. Yeah, so the Manila Podcast, that is our Twitter handle, and the Manila Podcast.
When did we get Twitter?
I made it like a few months, like a month after we started this or so.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm still logged in. That's actually been the account that I've been using to, like, whenever, like, I had to download something from SoundCloud, it's just, like, connect this to your profile.
Is it the same password?
I think so. Yeah, so after all that incoherent madness, yes, Twitter, Tumblr, the Manila Podcast.
No Facebook.
No Facebook for now, but if... I don't know if we're all interested in them. Maybe we'll bring it back.
Who goes on Facebook?
That's true.
Well, I mean, I have Facebook because...
Family.
Yeah, family.
Same.
And sometimes when I want to snoop on other people.
Chismosa.
It's in our blood.
I know. You can also totally like email us questions at themanilapodcast@gmail.com.
Are you sure that's the email?
Yes, it is. I still remember it. God, yeah. If we would be totally down to start up a Q&A segment for the podcast, if any of you are interested, if you just have like questions about life or.
We don't guarantee our advice will work.
Yeah. We're not professionals. We're just.
Well, not yet. Kind of depends.
We're just two angry Asians.
Yeah, I'm usually angry. Depends on the topic.
Depends if you had sleep.
Yeah.
Not that. So,
I feel like I'd be less angry if I didn't have sleep. I'd be like, I'm too tired to be angry. That's how I am, like, when I drive. I'm too tired to yell at you people.
Just get out the way, y'all. And I think that's it. So.
Stay tuned for the next episode where we fight each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's clarify that once more. So, for Tiklan Mo, next episode. What do you have for me?
I don't remember anymore.
It was like the...
Oh, is it Tyrant?
Yeah, the Tyrant. Yeah, you had me... You won me.
But it's like, I don't even know what happened.
I know that it got renewed for another season, I think.
Are you, for a third season?
Yeah.
I don't even know what happened. I stopped watching second season.
Okay, well.
Because I got mad at the main character.
Okay, well, now you know
what to do. I'll save that for later.
Okay. Okay, and from me to you, with love, I want you to watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Which one?
I would totally advise starting with Phantom Blood.
Which one is that?
With Victorian Swole.
Which one is that?
With Jonathan.
Which one is that?
He's the nice one.
Is he the old one in the current?
No, that's Joseph.
Yeah, because this isn't confusing at all.
Hey, there's Jonathan, and there's Joseph, and there's Jojo, and then there's Josuke, and then there's Jorno, and then there's Jolene, and then there's Johnny, and then there's Josuke again.
There's fucking eight.
Yes, there is. Just start with Jonathan, damn it. Do the right thing. At least I'm not making you read the manga, God.
Shit, man.
I mean, I would make you read a manga, but hey, I'm just trying to ease you into all this.
Okay, if I was to read the manga, which one?
Part one.
You know, because sometimes it's like, if I watch it, I get lazy. So I just like leave it on and then my mind wanders.
Okay, then I'll give you my copy right now.
I read the other one you made me with Jesus and Buddha.
Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one I read. I didn't watch.
Okay, then you're going to read JoJo.
Didn't I start reading and then I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah, you tried reading and then I had to explain for you for like 2 to 3 hours about what the story was about. Just going from part one to part three. So, yeah. But yeah, thanks for watching.
Watching?
Fuck! Thanks!
thanks for listening,
everyone. I mean, if they're, okay, if you have that sound thing, like if this is on iTunes and it has that, like, that thing that plays, I don't know what it's called. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. The wavelength? The audio wavelength?
Well, no, but remember how, like, if you, like, it does pictures and it changes color.
it just calms like, the string, and then it's just like, boom.
It's like boom, boom, and then boom, it's like, crazy. Woo, swirly. Like, whatever, what is that thing called? I forgot.
Google is free. Okay, but yeah, thanks for listening, and we hope to see you all next episode. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.